Welcome back to the program. The best news story maybe of the year so far is, I hope, Cassandra DeMaria. Now, you met her last week when her cousin Vanessa sent out a blast saying, hey, my cousin Cassandra, who's due to be married next year, was diagnosed with stage 4 colon cancer in November of 2020, and her surgeries have been delayed and delayed and delayed because surgeries in Ontario, where she lives in the York region, have been delayed because of COVID. And we spoke to Cassandra last week, and she was wondering what's next. Well, Cassandra is back, and she's got some good news. First of all, welcome back. Are you okay in the snow, Cassandra?
Oh, there's tons of snow here. It's crazy.
Where, really? I just posted a picture of our 10-year-old half lab, half St. Bernard puddle. My daughter just sent it to me. I tweeted it out. Just rolling in the snow, loving the snow. Are you a snow lover or a snow
No,
wimp?
I do not like the snow because I get cold really easily. So I prefer the summer months for sure.
Yeah, you can call my wife after, Cassandra. Hey, okay, let's talk about this. We spoke last week, and it was dire. What happened? First of all, you had an outpouring of support, didn't you?
Yes, it's been absolutely incredible. You know, you post something online, and you don't really think that, you know, you'll get that kind of response, but it just kind of happened, and it all happened so fast. And I'm grateful because it did put me in touch with the right people. And, you know, a lot of people got involved in this case. And now here we are. And now I have a surgery date. So I'm really, really happy. And I'm really grateful for all the support that I've been shown.
You have a surgery date. When is your surgery date?
It's the 26th.
Of this month?
Yes. Yes.
In 9 days?
Yes. So coming up quick.
Cassandra, I'm so happy.
Thank you so much.
Samantha Pope, you know, our producer who you first met, and she was like, she called me on the weekend. She's like, I have the best news ever. And she was so happy. Tell me how you found out the news. Describe the moment when you found out. Like, how did that happen?
So I'm now involved with a patient care advocate. So she is taking over my case, and she got involved there. So I actually heard through her that they've given me a date and it's confirmed. So when I was told about that, wow, like it was a huge weight lifted off my shoulder. I'm so, so happy. And I just like, I'm excited to get this over with and heal and like hopefully put this all behind me because it's been tough.
It has been brutally tough. This is a light at the end of the tunnel, though it's not the end of the tunnel, is it?
No, it's not, because I'm well aware of the fact that I'm not the only person that this is happening to. There's a lot of people suffering. I know that. And I hope that me, like, bringing my story to light helps other people with their situation as well. Because, you know, I feel like this happened to hurt. I somehow got my story heard, which I'm grateful for, but I want it to impact other people.
Yeah, and it's true. You realize how many people who have had critical surgeries bumped. A lot of people have turned to you, Cassandra, because, you know, there's this whole thing about the unvaccinated taking up a disproportionate amount of spaces. And I know you don't want to target anyone, but you kind of had to answer a lot of questions about that. What's your view on that now?
Yeah, I don't really know, like, 100%. Whether that's true, it's hard to say, right? Like, I don't know the actual facts. I don't work in a hospital, so I don't know. Is it the unvaccinated people taking up spots? Is it the vaccinated people? I'm not sure. I just know that there's, like, a lot of flaws within the healthcare system and even, you know, decisions that have been made related to COVID. They're just causing these issues, and it's just brutal for people.
Yeah, the data from your province is overwhelming that the unvaccinated are taking up a disproportionate number. In other words, the amount of beds, ICU and hospital beds, that people who are unvaccinated are taking up is completely disproportionate to the number of people in the province who are unvaccinated. So yes, that's true, but I don't want to make that about this. I want to make this about you. We already had a major bed shortage before COVID. So there's lots of issues that are going on here. The other thing is this, you still got a long road. Like this surgery, I don't want people to think this is a Disney movie. You got a hell of a road ahead, Cassandra.
Yeah, 100%. You know, there's a lot that goes into healing, and hopefully, you know, after healing, I'm cancer free, because there is a possibility that I won't be, right? So there is still a long road ahead of me for sure.
You've done 17 rounds of chemotherapy. You have stage 4 colon cancer. What are the doctors giving you we got this, we have a good shot here?
I mean, they were definitely saying that they're very optimistic because I am young and healthy otherwise. So they were very optimistic.
You have no idea the millions of people that are rooting for you now.
I've been getting a ton of messages on Instagram, Facebook, just people reaching out, sharing their stories. And, you know, this is what is pushing me to continue to, you know, share my story, because a lot of people's stories, unfortunately, didn't have a happy ending.
Tell me about some of the, tell me one story that affected you. And by the way, Erica's just sent us a note. I'm so happy Cassandra's having her surgery. I'll be praying for Cassandra for successful surgery and full recovery. They're pouring in. I just want you to know. But is there one story you want to bring up that has touched your heart?
There is. I don't remember full details, but there was a woman, a really, really nice woman who had reached out, and she was around just a couple years older than me, and her fiance was diagnosed, I believe, colon cancer at the age of 30 as well. And he unfortunately passed due to delays because of COVID in December 2020.
I mean, there's so many, the delays.
Sorry, 2021. Sorry.
Yeah, this is the sad thing. We don't talk about that. This has been quite a journey for you. What's it like having to share your story in the public like this? Has it been empowering, Cassandra?
Yeah, it felt really good to see that, you know, there are a lot of really kind people that have supported me. You know, people that I don't know are just, you know, willing to put themselves out there for me and really show support. And I so, so greatly appreciate that. Like, I even had a woman send me information. Like, she contacted a hospital in the States and told them about my case, and they responded back saying like they were willing to speak with me, and she shared that message with me. So she went out of her way to find a hospital that would be willing to, you know, like it's crazy, but it's been amazing.
You know, it's a good world out there. We're finding out, you know, people are helping each other out in the snow, and they're helping each other out when they,
for sure.
I think, you know, you have to hear a story and you realize, in all this craziness, there's a beautiful world. Listen, Cassandra, I hope we stay in touch in your journey. Will follow you. People have gotten to know you on this program and many others, but you were here. We are so pleased that you've got a date. The next thing is get the patience and the strength and the perseverance to get through. We are all with you, Cassandra. And, you know, if you want to keep telling your story, but also sharing your message and illuminating the light on others, this is your spot, okay?
Yep, for sure. Thank you so much for having me back.
Yeah, absolutely. Anytime. Cassandra DeMaria, 30 years old. She's got her surgery date, and we are completely pleased about that, Cassandra. We're thinking about you. Stay strong. You already are. Thank you.
Thank you.